Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am back with another podcast. And this time we are talking about Mr. West. I would like to start by saying, you guys, please take a listen to the ad. Need the support so your boy can get paid for what he do. And if you guys have the chance, subscribe, do the $5 subscription, the $10 subscription. It helps. Everything helps so I can keep this thing going. I've never been the type of person that asks for money or begs for money, but there's things that a brother's trying to handle. I put a lot of work into these, a lot of voice, a lot of air, a lot of oxygen. It's a lot of work. You know, not everybody can do a podcast. I know a lot of people feel they can, but it's more work than you know. It really is, because you have to come up with topics everyone's talking about, but give your own take, your own opinion. And then trying to make sure, you know, you don't walk on eggshells. You want to be free. And it's a lot of breath using. It's a lot of time consuming. But, yeah, try to support a brother. I really appreciate that. But let's get into Mr. West. So, I've listened to Jesus is King 3 times. From track 1 to the last track. Each time. I've listened to them. I thoroughly was a detective to them. And I noticed the messages in them. I noticed all that. And a lot of people have been asking me, you guys want to take... This is actually a pop-up episode because I had scheduled episodes already. This one was a pop-up one. My Guns one just released yesterday. Actually, it released today. My Guns episode. No, I think it was yesterday. Whatever, it released. And everyone's been asking me, what do you think about the Kanye? What do you think about... And I'm like... You guys, I got to go in order. And some people just like demanding, like, we want that Kanye joint. We want to know what you got to say about this, because you're a strong man. You have a strong opinion. So I'm going to get right into it. Like I said, I listened to all 3. I listened to the album 3 times. While I listened to the album, I couldn't help but notice, I said, he mentions Jesus' name a lot. You know, this isn't like the Kanye we're used to knowing. This isn't Jesus walk Kanye where God showed me the way and now the devil trying to break me down. Jesus, you know what the myth, yes, it is young and reckless. And next, these might snatch your necklace. This isn't that Kanye. I've always been a Kanye fan. I stopped when he started going crazy. This isn't that Kanye in this. This is a Jesus-loving type Kanye. Now, this is my thing, okay? In a lot of the songs, he has a song that's actually probably my favorite on the album. And it's called Hands Up, I believe. And I think he's sampling Fred Hammond. But it goes, first they run around and they judge me. Same people said they won't learn me. I feel like, and now the Christians don't love me. The Christians make you feel they don't. Something like that. We talk about, like, the Christians the first one to judge. And I want to elaborate on that, because I'm one of the main people that spoke against Kanye. Not because of this album, but because of past history. Jesus Walk comes out, and I was feeling it, but I knew the words in it. I'm like, but this isn't fully, you know, there. This isn't fully Christian, you know what I mean? And I still was rocking with him, you know what I mean? I loved this faith. I loved everything he was about. But then Kanye started taking this dark route. When he got with Jay-Z and Beyonce, I call it the Illuminati route. When he got in that route, all of a sudden Kanye was doing things like attacking religion. And, you know, I listen to the song where he says, first they want to judge me. No, there's a reason that people are judging you, because at one point you were real dark with it. You know, you can't just ignore that. A lot of people feel like if they went to go kill 2 people yesterday, then all of a sudden they're ready for 100% change. You just 100% accept it and say everything's okay. Yes, we forgive. Yes, we forget. But at the same time, you can't walk around and act like there's not a killer in your presence. If a person came to your church and they were once a killer, and they were on the news, and then they come out a few years later, and they're in your church. There's no way you can walk around and act like they weren't a killer at one point. You're not judging them. You're just using wisdom, using knowledge. It's filling out. It's, you did it before. It could happen again. I forgive you for it. I'm not mad at you, but I gotta use wisdom. The Bible says use wisdom. So with Kanye going the dark route that he has, I mean, he has songs like Power, like when he did a song like No One Man Should Have All That Power, The Clock's Ticking, I Just Count the Hour. This dude had imagery in that where he's like sitting on the throne and he's talking about God shouldn't have all that power, like no one man should have all that power. And we can't forget that. You know what I mean? And the controversial things he did and call himself Yeezus, you know, not Jesus. He was calling himself Yeezus at one point, you guys. You know what I mean? He had a CD come out called Yeezus. You know what I mean? And he was comparing himself. And then Jay-Z had when they did a Church in the Wild, the whole song is dissing the church, is dissing everything to do with religion. That's what the whole song was about. The album was called Watch the Throne, because they were pretty much telling God, watch that throne. Like, we coming for that throne. Jay-Z said Yeezy was a comp of the Jesus Made Beats, something like that. Where he's talking about he's God, and you know, Jay-Z always called himself Hova, and Kanye's Jesus, whatever. They were comparing themselves to God and Jesus. Like, this isn't stuff that's just made up. This is stuff that's blatant. This isn't looking in, hidden messages, rewinding to hear the music. This is plain and brought out. In Church in the Wild, in the hook, it says, what is a king to a God? What's a God to a king? What's a God to a non-believer? All right. And they got Frank Ocean on that, and there's no Church in the Wild. And you got Jay-Z, lies on the lips of the priests, bloodstained. I listen to music. You know, no one's gonna tell me otherwise. A lot of people out there are like, hey, Kanye, he's fully with God. My thing is, I'm playing it safe with Kanye. I'm praying for him. I'm praying that this is real. I'm praying that everything goes right. I'm praying he's fully into Jesus. Like I said, this whole album, it was Jesus, 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 Jesus. When he named it Jesus King, he literally named it Jesus King, and it is about Jesus being King. But the Bible always tells us, beware of people that come in my name. I don't know. We got to think about a lot of different scenarios with Kanye. And it's not thinking about it because Kanye is married to the Kardashians. The Kardashians, of multiple times, there's been times where they have taken the Bible into their own hands, making their own way, putting things the way they see it. You know, a lot. You got to be aware of those things. And the thing about Kanye we have to think about is, we have to wonder, is this a gimmick? Is this something to get himself out of the hole? Kanye made the worst decision of his life last year. A lot of people are like, what did he do last year? He made a lot of bad decisions in his life. But last year, Kanye said slavery was a choice. He lost all the fans that were hanging on by the thread when he did that. I preached about this. He lost all his fans he had that were hanging on by the thread. What is the best way to recover your career? You go into the church. Snoop Dogg showed this. Snoop Dogg had told everybody, I'm making an album. The album he came out with called Bible of Love. He said, I'm coming out with an album, and this album is going to consist of biblical love, all this type of stuff, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm down for it. I listened to the whole thing. It was good. It was a good album. But he said he was done with secular music. But what happened right after, he comes out with another CD. That's not a holy album. You can't just come out one album. When you say you're done with secular music, you're done with that. I get it. There's the battle that goes on. There's the enemy attacks you. There's all that. I get it. And I pray for them. I really do. But I don't want people using my Lord's name in their music. And they don't have a true meaning behind it. You know, Kanye, you know, he's on this album. He's saying Jesus 100 times. Kanye said Jesus before. There's not one swear on this album for all the people wondering. Anyone out there that's a Christian that wants to know how this thing sounds, it sounds great. It's straight holy. It's great. It's I want to say holy. It's straight Jesus. Like, it is him representing Jesus. He even talks about the devil getting his hand off his family, how he prays, how he does this, how he does that. All of those things. All of those things are in there. Everything we wanted it to be as Christians, it's there. It is. The music's great. Kanye sounds like Kanye still, but with God more involved, it's good. I've been a Kanye fan until he started going that dark route and Dark Knight. Don't forget the name of this dude's albums and the things this dude is doing, Dark Fantasy. And you know, like I said, I'm being aware. I want him to change. I want him to be a man of God. I want him to be there. I want all that. But, like I said, no one's going to use my Lord's name to get to a higher arc or a higher level. I disagree with that. I'm hoping, see, a lot of people might take it as, well, you're being negative or you're judging. No, I'm being aware because the Bible told us to do that. I'm hoping Kanye is 100% over. But at the same time, I can't represent half-stepping. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a man of God. I can't represent half-stepping. We don't know what's going on behind closed door with them Kardashians. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with that family. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on with Kanye. And there's a battle. He's in a battle. The whole time I was listening to the CD, I said, this is the battle. It's a spiritual battle. And he acknowledges that on this. But like I said, I'm not going to just fall into this loop that a lot of people fall in where it's, you know, Kanye is fully with God. I need to see. I need to keep listening. My favorite Christian rapper, Bizzle, when he started off, he was a Christian that was rapping, but he wasn't a Christian rapper. There is a difference. There's a lot of Christians that rap. Chance is a Christian that raps, but he does not represent God to the fullest in his songs. He's swearing, he's doing all that. That's not representing God, but yes, he is a man of faith, and yes, he does love God, but his music is not for God. Just because you say God's name, are you ready for your blessings? Are you ready for your miracles? He got that song. He sampled that. He has that song, and it sounds great. Performing on stage, it sounds great. I don't believe in kings. I believe in the kingdom. I love it. But once you say, I don't believe in kings, I believe in the kingdom, I kill any N-word that come in to see him. Like, that's Kanye had a song called Ultralight Beam. Go look it up. Whole choir singing in it. We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. You're like, okay, this is good. The beat's hot. Then Chance's verse comes in. They will come for you. And then. Like, I listen to this stuff. No one's going to tell me I listen to music because I got to know what's going on. I need to know the word. I need to know the hidden messages. I believe Kanye's in a battle of escaping Illuminati, the war between it. I don't want to start seeing him bringing on other rappers and they're coming on God song swearing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everything comes down to a calculation. And it's not judging Kanye. It's making sure he's not coming using the Lord's name, but it's not part of the Lord. That's my issue. But I listen to the CD. I think it's really good. Take a listen for yourself. I listened to Snoop Dogg CD. It was really good. Snoop Dogg went back to the world after. And he got the number one gospel album of that year and everything. You have gospel artists that have been in this thing for years and years and years. And you know, they put work and craft into this. Then someone really decides, I want to be a person of God. They come, they do an album. They become number one. They're performing on stage wearing robes, like church robes, but having bandanas and stuff on them. And I mean, you just got to observe, people. You got to observe. I know the first thing everyone says, well, at least they're trying. At least they're struggling. They're fighting. Yes, that's true. That's why I listen to the album, because I'm like, okay, the album's talking about God. I'm with it. As long as it's talking about God, I am with it. But that doesn't mean you have to represent the person. I just can't fully commit to Kanye until I feel he's fully committed to my God. Because no one's going to use my God's name in vain. When I make my music, I don't ever half step or sidestep or any of that. You got to be fully in. This is something you put all your chips on. This is something you put. All my chips aren't on Kanye right now. I have a stack that I put toward him, but I didn't put all my chips on him. I'm supposed to gamble, but I can't put all my chips on him until I feel he's 100% with God. But I'm proud of him for making this. I'm proud that he's in the gospel roots. I just hope it's real, you guys. I'm not hating. I'm not mad. I just want this to be real. You know what I'm saying? I want this to reach people. I want this to be something good. I like that people are talking, people are discussing. He got that song, Christians are the first ones make you feel like no one loves me. No, you've done a lot of things that people have a viable testimony against you. Like, you've done a lot. There's no way we can just, you know, look that over. As time goes, as you could keep fully committing to God, I see you in church, I see you committing to doing, then yeah. But as of right now, all I can say is good album. I'm praying for Kanye. I'm praying for that family. I pray that there isn't no strings attached to this. I pray that there is no dark thing behind this. I pray he stays with the Lord. I just don't want to see Kanye have one of his meltdowns next month or the month after. And I don't want to see Kanye start making his own church. He said in a song years ago that he was going to make his own religion where you can have sex with anybody and get, like, these are things Kanye said. And a lot of people say it was just entertainment, but you're talking about God. You're talking about my father when you're saying those things. So I want to see what happens. That's my take on it. go listen to the album yourself. It's very quick, very fast. Definitely worth the listen. You guys go check it out. Dreon, peace.